The report by the Toronto-Dominion Bank is raising concerns about affordability and availability of housing in Toronto. Experts say there's no end in sight to the housing bubble experienced by Toronto, even while they insist prices are at least 10% higher than they should be. But real estate agents counter, saying as long as demand continues to outweigh supply, those prices will continue for the foreseeable future, even if there is a modest cooling. The current situation, according to the TD Economic Survey, is in danger of pushing prices beyond the reach of even high-income residents.
You're dealing with a huge sticker shock and a growing gap between those larger properties and the smaller one.
Derek Burleton is TD's deputy chief economist. The TD report suggests that the boom in condo construction is partly to blame, at the expense of more single-family homes and townhouses.
Removing some of the structural barriers that are driving up the cost of land and leading to housing stock that's becoming very tilted towards very small condo apartments.
But construction of new condo units has blossomed, in some cases making up as much as 80% of new residential construction, nearly half of it in Toronto's core. With so little affordable housing, renters are getting hit hard as well, with many rents in the downtown more than $2,000 a month, or about half of the income of the lowest 40% of wage earners. The TD survey says affordability has dropped to the point where Toronto is not far behind New York. Economists say it takes 6.5 times the average income to buy a house in Toronto, compared to 6.1 times the average income in New York City. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.